Subress.
On demand. Follow Subress Radio on Twitter and Facebook now. Akshay with Desi Mashup. Subress Radio.
So listen, what do I say about my next guest who's joining me here live in the studio? He is a hugely talented artist. He comes out of Birmingham and he's already, in such a short space of time, making his mark on the scene. I'm super excited to have him here. Give it up and show some love for Raja Samro. Yes, my brother.
Yes, brother. How you doing, man? Thank you for the kind words.
Hey, absolutely, man. Absolutely, man. It's well deserved. How are you, man? And Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year to everyone listening in as well. And I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm just still a little bit shocked with the response that I'm getting. So, yeah, man. I'm ready to rock and roll.
So listen, you know, first time here up on my show, all right? So we want to find out a little bit about you, Raja. You know, how did it all happen, man? How did you just get into music, man?
Music has always been, you know, and I've always been learning how to sing from a young age. And I've just kept it up, even when I was in school, college, just growing up. It's always been around me, being from Birmingham, being from Handsworth, you can't get away from music. It's everywhere, left, right, and centre. And it's just a breeding ground for a lot of musicians, which is why a lot of musicians come specifically from that area.
Yeah.
So it's just, I've grown up with it. I've practiced as I've been going along.
Yeah.
And it's just a love that I can't, it was a love, it's becoming an addiction.
Wow. And you know what, you know, when you decided, you know, that you were going to pursue music, you know, you went about it the right way. You know, you sought out an ustad, and you know, you've had proper training, right?
Yeah, so I was learning from my first teacher, from my first ustad, from about 2008. So that's a long time ago.
Yeah.
So that's what we're talking, you know. Then I started learning folk sangeet of Inda Bains, and then more recently I've been learning of Harbans Azad,
yeah,
from the Azad group.
Yeah.
So, big names.
Absolutely. And in 2022, we saw the release of your debut album, Cult and Culture. When you were thinking about putting out your first album, you know, did you have an idea or direction of, you know, what kind of sound or what kind of feel that you wanted, you know, you wanted to show the world?
Yeah, so that first album was very much a reflection of the music I was taught from my start. So it was very folk orientated. It was very, very much, I want to show people I can sing. High notes. So it was very, very folk orientated, not so much commercial. And even when I was promoting that first album, I did kind of specify as well that this is called Cult and Culture because it's for a cult audience,
yeah,
for that sort of audience that like that sort of music. So
it wasn't a commercial release. It was a release for love.
Yeah.
Similar to the song you just played now, Broken Stars,
yeah,
a non-commercial release.
Yeah.
So that's how I wanted to enter the scene. I wanted to enter the scene with an album as well because I wanted to come with a pataka.
Absolutely. And you know, one of the things that I do love about Cult and Culture album, one of the things that I absolutely love about it is with all the tracks, you've shown so much versatility. You've given literally every single style in all the songs. You know, it's like a showcase for you.
Yes, that's exactly what it was meant to be.
Yeah.
And it was a foundation to build on.
You know, now, you know, you've been in the game now for a few years now. You know, you've dropped your debut album. You've dropped a whole bunch of singles as well. Is it clearer now in your mind of what direction that you want to take, you know, your kind of musical career in?
Yes, definitely now, especially after this track with the response I've received as well. The hands off ragamuffin sound has been loved. It's been fresh for people, and it's definitely, I've never had such a bigger response. I've never had so much engagement on my posts on Instagram and TikTok as much as now.
Yeah.
So definitely the direction is very clear,
yeah,
on where to go forward.
And you know what? Let's get into it, man. Let's talk about this new track, all right? I gave it the world exclusive airplay on my show last week. It's a big tune, man. It's called The One For Me, collaboration with the one and only Don Roger, Apache Indian. I know he's locked in right now. Shout out to Apache. So listen, talk to me. I know you're both obviously from Birmingham, but how did the hookup happen?
The hookup happened, so I had the track ready. I actually recorded the vocals the same time I recorded that track you just played, Burgundy. So I've had the song in the bank for about a year, and I was slowly just developing it up. Then I thought, I need a feature on this. And if I was going to feature with anyone, it was only going to be the original Don Raja from Hands of Birmingham. It had to be Apache Indian. I didn't want, not want to get anyone else on the feature. Yeah. I emailed him. I emailed the email address he had on Instagram.
Yeah.
And he got back to me. I didn't think he was going to get back to me before anything. I thought I'd give it a go, because you try a million times with these DMs and artists and contact details, and you never get a response. I got a response the next day. Send the track. I sent the track. And then he normally... you have to wait about a week or two to get a response back.
Yeah.
I think within about 2 days, he said he loved the track. Let's do it.
Yeah.
And the rest is history.
Wow. 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 You know, mad props to Apache. That is absolutely crazy. And you know, for an artist like yourself who's starting out in the game, you know, that must have been such a big confidence booster for you.
It's massive. It's a big blessing as well to be in such a, you know, historic catalogue as well. It's crazy. It's someone up, you know, when you're younger and you get your hair cut in a barbershop, yeah, you will see Apache's photo there, the no reservations trim.
Yeah.
And, you know, kids will come in saying, I want those lines, the same lines. Yeah. And back then, you would only know, you knew you were popping back then if your photo was in a barbershop.
Yeah.
So, because there's no social media then. So only the, you know, the top personalities will be, have the photos there.
Yeah.
So it's massive. It's, you know, someone... He's a pioneer. You know, he was the first one doing all this. You know, first one that took the funky style to India.
Yeah.
It's a big blessing, and you know, to be archived in his catalogue as well. It's I can't explain it.
You know, and what advice? You know, he's obviously a legend and a veteran in the game. What advice did he have for you?
His advice is just keep going. You know, stay true to his style. Don't let anything bother you. You know, keep at it, and you know, you'll get where you want to be. And it's nice to have confidence and encouragement and kind words from such a senior artist like himself, who's seen a lot of artists, collaborated with a lot of artists. You know, if anyone knows music, it's Apache Indian. Yeah. You know, he's been doing it for 30 years. He's just done his 30-year no reservation tour. So to get those sort of words from him, you know, you got to take them seriously.
Absolutely. Now listen, Roger, you can't be here in my studio, right? You know, an amazing artist like yourself and me not getting to sing.
Yeah.
All right? So listen, you know what? Just we're coming up to a commercial break, but you know what? I'm going to leave it to you, man. Just jobi dil mein aaye. Jobi dil mein aaye, right? Right now, man. Just dil call ke, man. Just hit us up a cappella with something.
Yeah, that's now.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, cool. So I'll sing a couple of lines for the Sockwind song we just released now.
Yeah.
The One For Me featuring Apache Indian.
ਡੰਗ ਸਿੰਨ ਦੇ ਤੁਮਾਰੇ ਅੱਤ ਨਖਰੇ ਆ ਸਾਰੇ ਤੇਰੇ ਕੀ ਦੱਸਾਂ ਕਾਰੇ ਮੁੰਡੇ ਰਹਿਣਗੇ ਕਵਾਰੇ ਇਸ਼ਕ ਦੀਆਂ ਰਾਮਾਂ ਤੇ ਪੈ ਗਏ ਸਾਰੇ ਨੀ ਜਾਨ ਤੂੰ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਹੋ ਛੱਡੇਗੀ ਨਾਰੇ ਨੀ ਵੂ ਰਾਜਾ ਸਾਂਬਰੇ ਇਨ ਦਿ ਬਿਲਡਿੰਗ
Sabrus. This is your Sabrus. Sabrus Radio.
Break this track down for us. The One For Me, man. What's this track all about, Raja?
This track's all about... So the story behind it is, it's two Rajas from Hands Off collaborating on a track from two different generations, trying to engineer and pioneer a new generation Hands Off sound. Because, you know, as times go on, you know, the demographics in Hands Off have changed as well. It's very multicultural. Similar to, you know, London, like certain parts of London, which is why the music there is so vibrant and so fresh. And we tried to create something here as well, on the same sort of theme. So, you know, you got trumpets playing, which gives it a little bit of a classical theme. You've got sarangi playing, which is a folk instrument. There's flute in there, there's Spanish guitar, Spanish stroke European, and there's a hip hop beat. And then you got, Apache's vocals bringing the ragamuffin flavor to it as well. So there's influx of so many different cultures in this one track, which is why the response has been so fresh.
Yeah.
It's You know, it's not really something you've heard before. It's a different blend of different instruments.
Yeah.
Stuff like trumpets, you know, for that dark classical vibe you wouldn't normally hear in a Punjabi song.
Yeah.
So that was the story behind the song. Two Rajas, a new Raja and a Don Raja.
Love it. Absolutely love it. Now, bro, listen, you've set the bar high for yourself now, right? You know, what can we expect from you for 2024, man? You know, have we got any more big collabs in the pocket? You know, maybe more collabs with Apache?
Yeah, so last year, 2023, I had songs like Powered Up ready that I knew I was going to release and win. I've kind of changed my strategy for this year.
Yeah.
Because I'm basing on the response I receive. That's just based on learning from the previous year.
Yeah.
So, for example, now I've learned a lot from this collaboration. So definitely I want to be experimenting with this sort of style, this sort of sound a lot more.
Yeah.
Collaborating with big artists, that might be potential as well. More collaborations with Apache Indian, yeah. That might be potentially on the case as well.
Yeah.
Definitely there will definitely be more music. I've had my trial runs. Now it's time to just smash it up, man.
Absolutely. You know, just love and support for you always. More power to you. Just keep growing. And, you know, with what we've seen so far, you know, you are on your way to the top, Raja. Now, listen, if people want to find out more about you, follow you, you know, what you're handled.
Yeah, so on Instagram, Raja Samra. YouTube, my official artist channel is Raja Samra as well. And on Twitter and TikTok, it's 22 Raja Samra. So there was another Raja Samra taken, so I just put 22 at front of it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Raja Samra live and direct in the building. Bro, thank you so much for joining me this evening. As I said, love and support for you always. We will do this again. Everybody go check out the brand new track, the one for me. The track is out and so is the video. Bro, final words for everybody locked in right now.
Just I'd like to thank everyone for the support so far. If you haven't checked the song out yet, do check it out. Check out the video as well. Fresh visuals. And if you're liking it, DM me. And I'll respond back as well with a thank you. I would appreciate your support and I would appreciate your feedback.
There we go. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Raja Samra.